What's up, guys? Back here again live, 6:30 on a Sunday evening, June 9th. Got my best friend here, which is the title of my podcast today. He's the one that got me started on this, and would like to introduce him to you guys. On his channel, they already know who I am, but on my channel, you don't know who he is, so I'll do a quick introduction for him, and then let him introduce himself. So, I've known Mikey Mike for, goodness, 5 years?
Yeah, we're coming close to five.
Going on five, and he has got to be, if not one of, the closest friend I have. And I'm thankful for him. We talk every single day, usually hours on end. And we met at a recovery group, which we will get into that soon. And if you're interested, I guess we could both kind of encourage each channel to go to our channel. So if you're interested in knowing more about Mike, go to his channel. How do they find that? I'll let you explain that in a minute. But I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to him then. Here he is.
Hey, so what do I do with my hands? I'm just playing. So, yeah, I'm Mikey Mike. Mike Sandusky and Chad lovingly nicknamed me Mikey Mike and the Funky Bunch. Yeah, we've known each other a long time. So, like, how do you want to go about this? You want me to share how we met, or
yeah, you can, and then tell them about your channel.
First off, not as important, because I really want to take a little bit more time on the important aspect. The channel is Mikey Mike and the Funky Bunch. You can check that out. Chad's on two of the episodes so far. Recently started doing podcasts and enjoying it as a fun hobby, and we'll see where it goes from there in the future. But more importantly, what I would like to focus on is, you know, Chad and I, we both, I guess you can say, life has a funny way of, like, when you're growing up and stuff, you don't realize the things that you get into, how much they're going to really affect you years and years down the road. And I met Chad after I had a bad incident with some inappropriate material, you know, use, and, you know, almost got in trouble with the law with that and stuff like that. And, you know, really just hit rock bottom. You know, 3 months after being married, all my issues came out. You know, I was adopted, didn't have the best upbringing in a loving and nurturing environment. And so, you know, I'll just be honest. You know, there's certain addictions that I developed. You know, I'm trying to be kid-friendly here, or PG or PG-13 or whatever it is. But, you know, certain addictions that, you know, got to me as, you know, being a guy. And one of the things that I preemptively did, I wasn't required to do it or anything, but I went ahead and I was like, I got to become part of a group that can address this issue and dive into it. And it was kind of like, it was one of those things, my wife wanted me to go, and I kind of half-heartedly wanted to go and half-heartedly didn't, you know, because I was kind of like, you know, I was just apprehensive and just thinking, you know, I've never been able to overcome this addiction. You know, 20-something years, and how is this going to help, blah, 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 you know, and accountability partnerships and things like that haven't worked in the past. The organization that I got involved with is Faithful and True. They have a website, 904true.com. Again, that is 904true.com, and definitely worth checking out for anybody that's having issues in their marriage, and it's related to inappropriate material, whether they're using their phone, magazines, or the internet, whatever it is, you know, and they need help in that area, you know, of purity, this is going to be the best way to get help. That's how I met Chad. And from there, you know, through honesty, being transparent with one another, and he just has such a cool personality, we really just got along right off the bat. You know, at first, I didn't even meet this guy for a few weeks after being there. And I'm like, who is this dude? Who's this goober? You know? And I'm like, I keep hearing about this guy that looks like, not Justin Timberlake. It's like, he's a Backstreet Boys dude, isn't it? Or is Justin Timberlake Backstreet?
NSYNC.
Oh, my bad. Anyways, who cares? It was a Backstreet Boy guy that Jerry always called you. He's like some Backstreet Boy dude. And I'm like, man, so he's probably like some hip, you know, pop culture dude. And but he's really
probably
down to
AJ,
earth.
Maybe
AJ, who knows. But, yeah, so, I mean, we've been best friends ever since. And, goodness, he's definitely that friend in the Bible that is mentioned that is closer than a brother. So I'm definitely thankful to Chad, and I'm going to hand this back to him see where he wants to go from here.
Thank you, Mikey. Mike, I appreciate you, bro. Love you, man, and love you guys. Yeah, my heart in this channel, if I do continue, is to just show love to those listening and to know, to show that there is hope in life. And if you're struggling with anything, please do not feel discouraged and alone, because there's so many of us out there that are struggling. Most of us don't voice it, but luckily I've gotten really good friends who I can share life with, and I'll have some more friends on here as time permits, and we'll talk about different discussions, topics throughout the week, and I hope you come back to listen. I'm not even sure how long these are supposed to last, but we'll be doing some research with that, trying to find out. But Mike, I appreciate you coming today to share a little on this channel.
Oh, dude, thanks for having me, man. Really appreciate it. And I'll have to start getting the word out on yours.
Yeah, so you guys have a wonderful evening and a good rest of your weekend. And I hope you have a great week. Hope to see you back or hear you back on the next episode here on the Charks. What's up, guys? Happy Monday morning to you. This is Chad with the Charks. I'd like to get started with a verse if I could, and I would love to get jump started on the right foot. So this comes out of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Acts 1:8. I challenge you, if you don't have a Bible app, to get one and dig in it daily. It's some good stuff. But today my podcast is going to be about the Iron Man group that I was talking to you about in our last segment. And let me start by saying I in no way am trying to pull any of you guys or anybody from a meeting that they attend. This is solely for people who don't have a group, who may be looking for more, who may be needing accountability and they're not getting it in a group they're going to. So with that said, let me mention how we got started. Back in 2009, I was involved in a small church plant, and God really worked in that, and I really enjoyed those days, and I wish I could share stories with y'all. Maybe that's another podcast for another day. But in that church plant, we started a group called Sanctuary. And Sanctuary was a group created for men who struggle with addictions, and specifically sex addiction. And we met in that church plant for over a year, and I got real close with some of the guys and ended up meeting another guy through another ministry named Kevin. And Kevin, which I would love to have on this podcast one day, had a desire to start a men's group as well. And so I believe he was already doing one at his church. And we kept talking so many times about maybe merging and starting one together. And so with a long time of prayer, we ended up merging, becoming one. Sanctuary became Iron Man, if you will. And some of the guys followed me over there, and some of the guys that Kevin was already working on and discipling, he brought with. And we started out, I'll never forget it, with a book called Loving Your Wife as Christ Loved the Church. And I believe it's by Larry McCall. I'd have to double check that. Don't quote me on that. But the book is definitely called Loving Your Wife as Christ Loved the Church. Phenomenal book. It was so good that we decided to do it twice. So we went through it all together, and then got such a great response from the guys, we did it again. And so that started back in 2013, I believe, somewhere around there. And so we've been going strong since. We did take a couple breaks, lost a few guys along the way, but each time we do it, we start with a new book in mind, either a book of the Bible, a book that an author has written, or even a book study that one of us have done, like created on our own. And it has been really good. And each time we start something new, something really cool happens. Last year, we got a guy named Brian, and I'm sure he won't mind us sharing. But he asked why we didn't have an accountability segment in our meeting. It was just the Bible study. And so sometime early this year, we started the second segment of our meeting. So we meet from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. every Monday night at Argyle Church of Christ. I'll give you the details at the end of this podcast if you're interested. And sometime early this year, we decided to add on 30 extra minutes of accountability. So from 8 to 8:30, we dig into confidentiality and accountability. Really, really good, real powerful. And in that, we also started a weight loss challenge. We did this for several weeks, and several guys lost a lot of weight, joined the gym, and really been doing good. So good that it's even gone on into the wives' lives. And this meeting has grown so much that we're already talking about doing a second one, and looking and praying for that person who may or may not be interested in leading and partnering with us. And we also want to do a woman's meeting one day. Throughout the year, we always do activities. Usually when we finish a book study, we do something really cool, like a movie or an activity like Topgolf or Adventure Landing or bowling, something of that sort. And, you know, occasionally we get together and do insanity workouts before the meeting. We're always getting together for lunch and dinner and breakfast. And, you know, it's such a good group. It's not just a group that meets on Monday nights. It's a group that meets throughout the week with calls and texts. And that's one thing I forgot to mention is we have a text group. You know, we live in a day and age where everybody. All right, welcome back. Part two of Iron Man. I ran out of time to talk to you guys because I had a call come in from one of the guys in Iron Man. It was really cool. One of the ones that I was telling you about that hold me accountable, that called me every single day. Really grateful for those guys. But as I was saying, we have a text group that we are involved in. And this text group is very, very deep, very thorough. We started with three guys, jumped to 13, and we challenge each other daily with scripture, challenges, questions, love, support. We even had a guy just recently lose his wife. We were there for him at the funeral, and even there for him now. So again, I started with saying we don't want to pull any of you guys from a meeting that you're already attending, but if you don't have one and you're looking for one, please, by all means, come check us out. If you don't like us, we understand. We will love you, and we will show you Jesus as much as we can. This isn't a group that just meets on Mondays. This is a group that meets every day throughout the week through texts and calls and food. So, yeah. Any questions, please send me a note. Message again, Iron Men, every Monday night, 7 p.m., Argyle Church of Christ. The address is 7310 Collins Road, right off of Rampart near the Walmart. And if you're really interested, hit me up and I'll get you more information on me and how to meet up with me. So love you guys. Have a great day. And God bless. Thank you.